It's showtime.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier. What happened there? Did I blow your little ears out, Petunia?
Yeah, I guess it's still a little messed up from when you took over the board.
Sorry. I had them too hot.
Everything's a little hot.
I played engineer. Joined by my daughter, producer.
It was a very nice effort. You did a good job.
Daughter producer. I just hit every button so everything was on.
I know. It was all lit up.
I don't want to take any chances. So thank you to Tom Bernard and the Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network for inviting us to be part of the network. If you listen to the crossover with Tom, we will figure out in early February when we're on and when we're going to be on live. And we have to talk to, as I said, that pretty boy Terry Sandvold. He doesn't have to be on video too, maybe. But that's something that we'll let them deal with that. I want to say thank you to our sponsors. They include Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System. If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, go to smartstartmn.com, and they will get you back on the road seamlessly. Ed Cohen, the owner of Smart Start, is with us, and we'll talk to him about that more. Bradshaw and Bryant, always seeking justice for the injured, at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. MyPillow, Chanticleer Pizza, Thomas Brand Homes, Solidarity HealthShare, Darren Garrell from the Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, and Frontiersman. Thank you, Ed. Where?
Almost missed that there.
He gave you your little opening.
Walk in, mention the BS Show, and get 5% off a used gun. I mentioned, and Dan Garrell, if you or someone you know is in need of a mortgage or refinancing, give Dan a call at 952-841-9346. We are joined today, Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney, back for an encore performance. Mm-hmm. He was with us yesterday. And also, Kurt Knopf, former Viking and president of the Minnesota chapter of the NFL alumni. And Kurt's here to talk to us about a number of things. Most of all, though, about whether or not he's going to be in the new Trump administration. Because he does have executive background as president. You're a president. You actually have been a president longer than Trump has, so you have that background.
Considering now, Trump is not even president yet, that is correct.
Now,
I'm just saying.
Thanks, Sam. Now, Kurt, actually, he's here to talk to us about the NFL alumni dinner, which is a little more than a month, right? Yep. The 25th
of February.
And I actually, Jeff, you and I have talked about this, but you have no idea the number of things that are going on that weekend that I've asked to be involved with. I would have loved to have gone. I'll be in Punta Cana with the KQ Morning Show.
But you'll have your proxies there.
Yes.
Yes.
And my proxies, actually, I also. What time does it start?
5 p.m.
Okay. Because my proxies also may have to fill in for me at a WSCA event.
Apparently we're doing double duty. We have something in the morning and in the evening covering for this guy over here.
I do. We show horses, and they wanted me to give a speech or a talk to all the judges on how to judge driving, because most of them don't know anything about
driving. Like carriage driving.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But, Kurt, how long... How long have you been working on the dinner? Is this several months, or is it you end one and you start the next one?
Well, Bob, that's a good question. We have a golf tournament and a gala. This is, I think, our 35th annual gala. So
35 years.
I think I've been involved. Bob Lertzma was real involved early on, and then for about the past 25 years, I've been the president of the Minnesota chapter of the alumni. There's 31 alumni chapters across the country, and a lot of former Vikings, as you know, still live in the Twin Cities.
Yep.
So they're actively involved. And
are you the longest tenured president of a chapter?
Or I think I might be, and I think I'm about ready to retire one of these years. So.
Well, you're still a young guy.
Well, I'm still young, but no, it's been good. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be doing it. And all the money raised by our two events goes to children's charities, all in the Twin Cities. And, there aren't any expenses taken out. And I have a great group of people. There's probably 7 or 8 alumni that are on the committee, both events, the golf tournament and the gala. And they're both good events, and they both raise between $75,000 and $100,000.
That's terrific.
So we contribute annually to 20 to 25 different charities, about $150,000 every year. And not many people know much about us except for the people that come to our golf tournament and the people that come to our gala.
Well, and Darrell Thompson, he may still be coming because he usually is with us on Thursdays, but he's involved in it too. And one of the correct beneficiaries is Boulder Options, of which he's president, and that's a great organization that Sam was on. I mean, you still may, now that you have a little more time, you might be able to get involved in them, which you were sort of side-swiped by your shoulder injury.
Yes,
when you broke your collarbone.
A lot of things, yeah, a lot of things felt a little side-swiped.
Yeah, so that, oh, one of our live listeners, Joe Steinhauser, say, why don't you broadcast live on YouTube? Well, how, I mean, you could do it. We should maybe have Shane.
Well, we'll have the production meeting not on air.
No, but let me mention this, by the way. Your little brother, it is going to be in tomorrow's show. My 11-year-old decided he's going to do his own podcast.
Perfect.
He did one. Now, Ed, I want you to listen to it tomorrow. Or I'll play it for you afterward during a break because he did it already. I was rolling listening to it because he's already talked about hijacking all of my listeners for his. How he's going to take over. But it's just an 11-year-old who, he had the best – he takes speech classes, but he has the best diction that he's ever had because you can hear him trying to pronounce every word perfectly. To me, it's very cute. I just want to know if it's not just me who feels that way. So,
but well, I'll take a listen. It sounds
Friday.
Yeah,
we will.
You've got that dad filter where everything probably sounds really cute.
Well, even your mother thought it was funny, and she doesn't think any of us are funny.
Oh, this is true. She doesn't think that you're funny.
I don't understand it.
I guess she's just desensitized to the humor.
Now, Kurt, are you married?
I am.
Okay, and I know Ed is, and I know Jeff is. Mm-hmm. I said this to Mary earlier today, and you should have seen her face, and she didn't have a response, because I knew what the response would be.
Sure.
I said, you know, Mary, sometimes I look at it and say, man, my wife is so hot. I said, did you ever look at me walk by and say, man, my husband is so hot? No.
She didn't even respond, did
no,
she?
No, she just kept going. But, you know, she could have thrown me a bone. It's just, and I know it's awkward for Sam to hear that sort of stuff about her dad talking about her mom, but she usually zones out. This time she happened to be listening. So it's a little awkward. Now, Kurt, what was your last year playing? Were you done in the early 80s? Because I came
early
in 84
80s.
And you were not with them in 84, was it?
Correct. It was 82, which was the last year, or the first year in the Metrodome, I guess that's what it was. That was my last year. That was a year of the strike. So I forget we played 8 or 10 games that year only.
Okay,
but that was my last. That was my last year.
And you had how many years in the league?
7 total.
So you were in the how many of the Super Bowls?
0.
Really? Oh, I thought that if you went back 7, so 76 was their last year. Now,
yeah.
What was their last year?
I came up here in 79, and I think
that's right. You were playing with Denver for a while.
Denver
right?
1 year and Houston for 2 years, so I played for.
Okay. Your entire career wasn't here, so you're
right.
Okay.
I played for Bum Phillips Oakland. For 2 years with Houston and
that was
Earl
Oakland,
Campbell.
Okay.
That was
Campbell. Oh, you played with Campbell?
Yeah, his rookie year.
You played at a time when you actually hit in practice.
We did.
So that must have been a lot of fun for you. You seem to be in pretty good shape for a guy who ran into Earl Campbell at practice every day.
Yeah, I'm in pretty good shape. I've been real lucky, I think. So.
No, I mean, you are. And I marvel at Philip Wise is on the KQ Morning Show, and he's a friend of mine. And he, for a guy who was much like yourself, a guy that played in the secondary and was a hard hitter. I mean, he's come out of it with not as many. Well, you've probably run across a lot of guys that played when you did. They have how many spare parts have been changed, and how many knees and shoulders and the surgeries that a lot of guys have had. Did you have anything major? You mentioned your knee off the air, right?
Well, I was lucky to play 7 years because in the last, I think I'd mentioned to you earlier before we came on the show that I went to the University of Kansas. In the last game of my career, I tore up my knee pretty bad. Did the ACL and MCL. And back in 1975, they didn't repair the ACL. So they left that and... I still was drafted by Denver.
You played 7 years with an ACL that was never repaired?
Correct. And it basically, I went from a first rounder, and I luckily got drafted in the second round by Denver, but I spent 1 year out there, and they didn't think I was ever going to recover. So I felt real lucky and blessed to be able to play 6 more years. And I played, actually, when Denver cut me, I played Wade Phillips coached me at Kansas, And he knew if my knee was okay that I could play in the NFL. And so he was coaching with his dad. And when I got cut by Denver, he said, well, let's bring him in and at least have our doctors look at his knee, because I know if his knee is okay, he can play in the NFL. And so I really owe the fact that I played 6 years to Wade and Bum Phillips, because they gave me that chance. And it's a humbling, a very humbling experience when you go from, you know, supposed to be the top safety in the first-round draft choice and then getting cut and then wondering if you'll ever play again.
Wow.
And so I have a great deal of gratitude to Bum and Wade because they gave me a chance.
So Wade must have been a kid. I mean, he could have been much older than
well,
you.
Well, he coached me at Kansas, and I think I was wondering the same thing. And I figured it, my last year he was only 27 or 28 years old when he was coaching at Kansas. That would have been in, you know, I graduated in 1976, so it would have been 75 or 74.
Yeah, because his, well, I mean, he's still around, so obviously. He doesn't
right.
look like
I think he's back coaching.
He's not old at all.
He's a coordinator somewhere,
yeah.
I think, so.
Oh, by the way, I just I got a text from Daryl. He said, hey, sorry, I'm in Utah for work. We'll get back on track. So he forgot. He just forgot it was Thursday. Because he is, he's usually like clockwork, because he knows, I mean, that all the you football players certainly know, you know, when to be and where to be. So, now, what's I want to get back to the dinner for a second. The NFL Alumni Dinner, February 25th, and where's it? What's the location?
Well, it's at the Minneapolis Hilton downtown.
Fancy.
Yeah, like I mentioned, I think this is our 34th or 35th year. Used to be out at the old Decathlon Club out in Bloomington when Bob Lertzma was active, and I think it's been down at the Hilton downtown for the past 10 or 12 years.
But, I'm surprised he didn't get it to bench warmer Bob's when that was around.
Well, he tried. I think he tried, and we had to overrule him a couple of times. But, you know, Bob was involved and did a great job for the organization.
Now, do you have outside restaurants catered, or is it done by the Hilton?
It's done by the Hilton.
Okay.
Yep. And we have... we sell about 225 tickets. One ticket's for two people. It's $300. Most of it's tax deductible.
You still have seats available.
We do. We do. But we'll have between 450 and 500 people.
Wow.
So there's a big, a nice dinner and a big silent auction and a live auction.
How do people get in touch with you or with whoever they need to for tickets?
Well, they can get in touch with either myself or anybody on our committee or any former player. Not everybody goes to it, but we usually have about 30 alumni that show up every year. They can contact me or Jeff, you know, and we'd love to have 500 people rather than 450.
Is there a website they can go to or a number they can call?
Yeah, our website, I think it's I should know what that is here. I'll look for that.
Okay, that's fine. You know, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll get you the information on how to reach him. I'll just give you Jeff's cell phone.
Yeah, exactly.
He can handle it. And all the more better, by the way, if you happen to own a brewery. He represents 60 breweries.
I can tell you there's going to be some nice brewery-related, distillery-related silent auction items there.
Oh, you will have? Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm working on some
And
things.
Sam's working on a fantastic sheet for we're offering for two to sit in on the on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So she's coming up with something for that. And, but let's take that quick break. Well, actually, before we do, I want to talk to Ed about this. Is there a downtime for DUIs? And if there is, I almost think it would be between the New Year's and, St. Patrick's Day.
I don't think there's really a downtime as much as there's more uptimes. I mean, you know, the Christmas holidays, yep. St. Patrick's Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day. Those are our real uptimes, but, I mean, it's always fairly constant. The police are out there every night. They're looking for people who are drinking and driving, and, you know, there's people who are willing to give them the business.
And that's why your company, Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, is so valuable, because I don't drink, but for those that do, you need to know that the first thing you do, the first call should be to you, or the first they get to a website, or we'll give you the number in a second, because not only can you help people get back on the road? That mobility is vital. You got to be able to get to work. You got to get your kids around. You have to, I mean, just running an errand just to run to the store to get food. Right. You have to have that mobility. But you also, you and people you work with, you're an attorney. You have attorneys there, and you have people that understand what happens when you get a DUI. I mean, it's a resource that, to me, is invaluable because not only will you help get them back on the road, you could tell them what that next call could be and who they're going to – basically what they're going to face, because it's analogous to, you know, when we found out my son was going to have a cleft lip and palate, we immediately got in touch with people to find out, well, what do we expect? But you could tell people what to expect when they get a DUI.
Right. You know, we help them get through the whole process, and when you lose your driver's license that way – obviously it's critical to be able to kind of get on with your life, to be able to drive. And so we not only kind of help them at the beginning of the process, but we help them all the way through it. You know, all the way down to suggesting lawyers, offering up, monitoring to make sure that they're getting approved, that the things are going into the state that need to go in, that they're getting valid. You know, too often we've come across people who have gone with other companies, and what we invariably see is that these people are driving around illegally, and then they pick up additional offenses because they haven't been advised what the things are that they need to do, the steps they need to take. So we help them take all those steps and get it all done and get them back on the road valid and safely driving.
Well, and that's the thing you just mentioned is vital, because Smart Start MN is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Right. I mean, you're Minnesotans. You know the rules. You helped craft the rules when they first started this.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're going to go to somebody who not only is Minnesota-based, but they helped craft the rules for the ignition interlock program.
Right. We understand the ins and the outs, and we've practiced in the field. And, you know, our staff has been trained to be able to answer almost any other question. When I give seminars sometimes, a lot of times I'll have lawyers there, lawyers who know DUI law, who are really experienced, and I challenge them to try to stump me with a question.
You were a DUI attorney. I don't know if that's what you would call it, but you did represent people with DUIs for a number of years before you got Smart Start started.
I did, 23 years. So
I don't understand how this – you're a young guy.
I'm older than I look.
Did you accelerate? Were you one of like these Sheldon guys who went to college when they were 12?
No, I was not 12 when I went to college. But I went right from college into law school and right into practice from that. So I was younger. I'm not nearly as young as you think I am, I think. But
no, you're looking good, Ed.
Well,
you look young. And by the way, Ed made a mention of this. He and representatives from Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. So if you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, go to smartstartmn.com, smartstartmn.com. And here is something that you've been doing now for – it's got to be almost a year, but – You have mobility. You'll go to them. You don't have to drive. You know, drive to Smart Start. You'll go right to their house, their business, wherever you want them to go. Right.
Yep. Our mobile service will go wherever they are. Get you installed. It's discreet. It's quick. And it's so much easier for the clients to not have to figure out how to get their car from their house to a shop when they're not able to drive.
And the number to call, 952-224-7050, 952-224-7050, or just go to smartstartmn.com. We're going to continue this short break, and we'll be right back with Kurt Knopf, Jeff O'Brien, and Ed Cohen. Most of the time, you don't need an attorney, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw & Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw & Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk with Bradshaw & Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw & Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. At Bradshaw & Bryant, they believe in justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan to them. Bradshaw & Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights, be an advocate for you, and see that you are treated fairly. So, if you need an attorney, attorney, give Bradshaw & Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. If your health care has become a burden, there may be a solution. The open enrollment period is here. This is your chance to make the change to reflect your faith. Solidarity Healthcare, a healthshare nonprofit, is taking the nation by storm and bringing faith back to healthcare, a program that honors your Catholic beliefs. If you're ready to take control, call Solidarity Healthcare at 844-313-4999 or visit their website at solidarityhealthcare.org and learn about healthcare for the common good. SolidarityHealthcare.org.
We are back. Sam, arguing with me again.
I don't believe that you're DVRing.
We're joined by NFL alumni, well, Minnesota chapter president, Kurt Knopf, Ed Cohn from Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, business and leisure attorney, and soon-to-be best-selling author, Jeff O'Brien, doing a book on how to basically get started in the brewery business, because you represent 60 different breweries.
Something like that, yep.
And, well, about 60, and about half a dozen distilleries.
Yep, and counting.
And counting. Mm-hmm. And but Sam said, I will admit that I didn't start the DVR until the last year.
What?
And to
year?
Me, it's fascinating.
No way.
Yes.
There's no way they even do it every year.
I believe
a week, maybe.
You know what drives me
what
nuts, though?
What have you
though?
Been DVRing?
Well, I know somebody's been DVRing We Care Bears, and nobody watches it. I take a look at everything because it gets that. We're close to zero, like, every night because they
like,
DVR
how much
everything.
Space we have. Yeah.
All my kids. So I just go on every. Well, every time I go on, I delete stuff so we have a little room for my blue bloods.
And the problem is that one of the little kids knows how to DVR, but they don't know how to make it so it only records one episode. So we end up with an entire season of, like, I don't know, whatever Blue's Clues or whatever it is that they're watching.
One of our kids likes watching inspirational television because I've seen a lot of those being...
Inspirational
television? Yeah, like religious things.
What?
Yeah, that run like at 4 in the morning, 3 or 4
so
in the morning.
Weird.
I'm guessing it's Shane because he's the only one up then other than me.
So weird.
So, now, Kurt, we were talking about the alumni dinner, and there is a website people can contact if they want to, if they would like to get tickets.
Yes, our website, we've changed it a couple times, but it is mn.nflalumni.org.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
And Sam, can you put that up too?
Yeah, absolutely.
mn.nflalumni.org if you're interested in getting tickets to the February 25th event at the Hilton. Now, Kurt, you had said that you still follow football. I want to find out from all of you guys. I think I cannot recall a championship game weekend when you had four quarterbacks of the caliber of these four. Three of them will be in the Hall of Fame. Two of them you could argue is either one could be the best quarterback ever, and the fourth could be the MVP this year, Matt Ryan. You know, Roethlisberger, I think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame because of the Super Bowls he's won. He will not be a slam dunk first year, perhaps, like Brady and Aaron Rodgers, but I think the Super Bowls are going to – and he's got – we don't know how many more this guy could win. He's not old.
But he has two, right?
Yeah, he got one with each coach.
Yeah.
Right? And has he been in three? Or
because they beat Seattle and Arizona, and then they lost to the Packers. So he's been in three.
That's
he's
right.
He's 2-1.
Okay.
So, which not
a Chevy record.
It's not bad.
No, it's not at all. And that also raises the question, too, about how does Eli Manning do when it comes to, you know, Hall of Fame time? Because you know what, though? Eli, when you look at his numbers at the end of it, he's 4,000 yards, 30-something touchdowns. He puts up good numbers. And you shouldn't give it based on one thing, but he did keep the Patriots from being the only team ever to go, it would have been 19-0.
Yeah.
You know, that Patriot team that Randy Moss was on. But anyway, I wanted to get your impressions of what I wore this for Daryl, my only green shirt. And sort of my Packers shirt. Now, Kurt, you need to know, too, we have Ruth Lorden on, who is a psychic. And do you know what channeling is?
No.
She can talk to the dead. So she has channeled, and she did yesterday, too, Coach Lombardi. She's brought him through quite a bit. And he He's feeling, I think he's feeling much more confident about a win this week than he did last week, and he got the win last week. So what are you seeing as the Super Bowls? Kurt, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think it's the fact that these – I think it's the first time you've had four quarterbacks of this caliber make it this far. But that tells you a lot about the NFL game today, I think, how important that is. I'm a big – I mean, they're all great players. If I had to pick, I'd have to say Rodgers and Green Bay, I think – he sure looks great. And Tom Brady, I'm a little partial to, I think, for some reason. I don't know why. I think they're all just fabulous. And I think it says something about the NFL when how important having a quality quarterback really is.
Are you on the same page there, Ed?
I'm going to say Atlanta.
Well, I mean, they're at home.
Yeah.
Although they have been great at home.
I know, but I like Atlanta this weekend. I think the Patriots beat the Steelers.
Well, if they're smart, which I think Dallas didn't do enough of, because maybe they didn't, you know, Dak Prescott did really well in that game, but I would have been thrown to Dez Bryant on every play, which they could be thrown to Julio Jones. There's no one on that Packer team that can cover Julio Jones
no,
if they go to
so.
Him.
Yeah.
Because of his size and his height and his ability. So, I mean, he could catch 20 passes.
Yeah, I just think that they're going to, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Of course, the last time we said that, we were completely wrong.
I know.
I forget which game it was.
I thought the Vikings at 5-0 were going to be home field throughout.
Yeah, well.
Now, Jeff, you're because we talked about this yesterday. You're on that same page with Kurt, right?
Yeah. We said last Wednesday's show before the Dallas game that I thought that Cowboys being as good as they were, being a younger team, haven't been there before. Packers have some guys that are still remaining from their Super Bowl team, including Rodgers. That I think that there was a chance that the Pack could come out, come out early. Well, Dallas maybe had some. Well, Dak had some nerves. And get to a lead and keep it, and that's exactly what happened. And I think you can't discount. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a very talented quarterback, but he's got this kind of like cold-blooded streak in him. If he just wants to go down the field surgically, it's almost like willpower. He'll do it.
Yep.
You know, like last week you're watching the game, the throw to Jared Cook. You almost knew like you were expecting it to happen. Like, when is he going to do it? And sure enough, he pulls off as far as you can, another Hail Mary basically from where he was. So I think. I see my guts as it's going to be a repeat of last week. I think the Packers are going to somehow get out to an early lead, and the Falcons are going to find their sea legs. But by the time they do, they're going to be chasing Rodgers in the rearview mirror.
Well, I would like to see, because I don't think we've ever had the discussion going into a Super Bowl. One of these guys could be the greatest quarterback ever, because Montana I don't recall him facing anyone that you could have made that argument with.
You mean that you could have two of the greats head to head?
Yes. I'm trying to think the last time that
probably when 49ers played Miami when he got went against Marino, what, in 84?
That wasn't bad. Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
That's about as close as you can get.
And the other one would have been, but I don't know if people until that game Namath against Unitas. So the Unitas really he didn't did he start that game?
I don't think he did. Morrill started.
Yeah, Morrill started. He relieved him. Right?
Yeah, he came in and
because Morrill's the one who pretty much took him to that. So yeah, it hasn't it hasn't happened like this. And when you look back, though, at the careers these guys have had, Brady has, other than Gronkowski and when Moss was there, these guys, they seem like journeyman receivers who he's turned into high statistic, great number guys. I mean, these guys like these Edelmans and Wes Welkers, they were not any good before they got with him.
Right.
And what he does in that offense, it doesn't matter who the coordinator is. And so, because whatever is being done, it's being done at the behest of Belichick. Right. Even though he's a defensive guy, he's telling these guys what he wants them to do. So I think that would be a terrific Super Bowl. But again, I don't think any combination with those four quarterbacks is going to be pretty good. And with the other thing is, this is the first year in a bit, because we've had Seattle and Denver last year, that we haven't had the shutdown defense or a great defense. In the Final Four, the best one is New England's.
Yep.
But they're so overshadowed by Brady and what he's done.
Right.
And that's a pretty good defense too. But it's not like what Denver was last year.
Yep.
So, let's take another quick break and we'll come back. We'll talk to Tim Lammers because I want to hear about the founder, which is the Ray Kroc story. It doesn't sound like much. The guy who founded McDonald's, but he's getting rave reviews. Michael Keaton. For his portrayal of Kroc. And the other one, if you like, I guess if you like mindless action, which I do, It's that Xander. Is that the next triple X? Is what that is, right? Triple X, Return of Xander Cage.
Was he the original one? This is Vin Diesel.
I think he was the original.
Okay.
But I think this role is so close to every role he plays.
Well, I can't even think of who the other ones are because they're all so similar. It's kind of an interchangeable role.
Because
there is another movie. There was somebody else who played the role, I think, or something.
There was.
Tim probably knows.
No, it was, what's his name? It was, who was the guy that was a rapper before he became an action star or a star?
Action.
He's also done comedy too.
Ice Cube?
Ice Cube.
Okay.
Yeah, so Ice Cube, I think, played in the Triple X movie.
Action star?
He was. He's been in some action movies.
Ice Cube?
Yes. Not Ice-T.
Okay.
Or Mr. T. Oh. Or Vanilla Ice. Ice Cube.
I don't know enough about Ice Cube.
I actually like him. I like everything he's been in. So, anyway, that tells you about my taste in movies. We'll be right back. Curtin off, Ed Cohen, Jeff O'Brien. We'll talk to movie critic Tim Lammers in a moment.
Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847. Or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. Hey, do you love pizza? If you do, that means you love Chanticleer pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years, and you don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer delivers every time. Chanticleer features thin crust, New York hand-tossed, and a pan pizza. 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and carryout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, you will find the Chanticleer Pizza Grill, full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pastas, pizza, of course, and much more. And there's great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer is your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer Pizza restaurants are independently owned and operated. For more information, go to chanticleerpizza.com. That's ChanticleerPizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. Are you looking to buy your first home? Or are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951.
Now I'm not like this. I'm really kind of shy. But I get this feeling whenever you walk by. I want to make you high. If you could see your way to me, come on and let me try. Let me take you home tonight.
And we're back. Curtin off, former Viking, former Bronco, former Oiler, banged heads with Earl Campbell. Practices had to be tougher than games when you practiced against him every day. My gosh. Did anyone, who was the closest that you played that was as fierce a hitter as he was, or a runner? Because, I mean, he was just terrific to watch.
Yeah, I didn't play against O.J., but Franco Harris was a great runner. But I think Earl was kind of...
He's a one-of-a-kind.
One-of-a-kind. And what's really interesting about him is he didn't play very long. He played 5 or 6 years, and he took, I think, such a beating that he could only... He only lasted 5 or 6 years, and he was done.
How's he moving like these days?
I have not seen him, but I understand he's got a lot of weight, you know, a lot of... He looks older than he is.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just say that. White hair and has a cane. So he's not moving very well, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Ed Cohen is with us, Jeff O'Brien, and we're joined by Tim Lammers on the KQ Morning Show Thursday mornings, Thursday afternoons with us. Thursday also on Care 11. On Mondays on the Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network with Tom on Tom's show. And, you know, I'm excited, and Ed and I were talking about it. And, Jeff and Kurt, I mean, I don't know if you would both of you want to see this Ray Kroc movie? I do.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, The Founder. And you would think that, who cares? The guy made hamburgers. But Michael Keaton's terrific in this movie, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah, he is. You know, it's really a shame, Bob, because this is the sort of movie that it was released in limited release last month to qualify for Oscar consideration. But for whatever reason, Harvey Weinstein of the Weinstein Company, one of the best film marketers when it comes to award season, he just couldn't get any legs under this thing. And really, it's largely been forgotten by awards voters. Naturally, when they release something in December like they do to qualify for Oscars, you'll see a release in January sometime. And that's why we're finally seeing The Founder come out this week.
Do you think that Michael Keaton, because he was in a movie that was cleaned up, what, last year or the year before, right?
It was Birdman, yeah.
Yeah, Birdman.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I think from the first time I saw the guy, he was in a movie called Night Shift.
Yep.
Way back when. It was a Ron Howard picture with Henry Winkler. And where the hell did this guy come from? I mean, you know, it's like this guy burst onto the scene. And, of course, he did some great films after that, you know, Beetlejuice. I mean, people are still crying for a sequel. They want a sequel. You know, for Beetlejuice. And, you know, but he, you know, did some serious turns. Certainly one of them was Birdman, even though there were funny moments in that. But he just seems to be the right personality for who Ray Kroc was. Now, certainly I knew the name Ray Kroc. I knew that he was pivotal to the success of McDonald's. I mean,
Padres.
He was everything. But he certainly wasn't the founder as he claimed to be.
He
Those
stole
were actually
it.
Two guys by the name of McDonald.
Yeah, he stole their business, basically, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, and that's the interesting thing about the movie. I thought that he really took him out at the knees early on, and he did not. I mean, he was this traveling salesman, had his own business selling restaurant supplies, and at the time in 1954, he was traveling town to town, wherever a drive-in was, trying to sell a 5-spindle milkshake machine. Well, everybody said, well, one is enough. And then he got this call of good fortune from San Bernardino, California, where these two brothers by the name of McDonald, Mac, and I think Dick was the other one, they said, hey, can you come out? We want 5 machines. And then they said, no, we want 8. And it's like, what's going on here? I'm going to go out there and see what's happening. He lived in St. Louis, or Illinois at the time.
Yep.
As it turns out, they invented essentially the first fast food restaurant where you got your food almost immediately.
And in paper instead of a plate.
Yes, exactly, where, you know, paper bags and wrapped in paper. And, you know, it was a huge success in San Bernardino. Ray is an idea man. He says, look, I think we should franchise this thing. They said, no, we've tried it. There's no way of quality control. We'd rather run one great restaurant instead of 50 mediocre restaurants. So, again, coming up with his ideas, he decided, look, I think we can franchise this thing. This is how I'm going to do it. Things started turning ugly when, according to the deal they signed, Ray wasn't making too much money. I mean, mostly it was going to the McDonald's brothers, or the McDonald brothers. He found a way to get past that eventually, and that's where things really turned sour, and eventually things got really ugly by the time he took over the franchises and the ownership of the McDonald's name on his own.
How big was McDonald's when he died? I mean, it was enormous then, right? I mean, he lived to see it become The premier fast food place.
They were saying continents, and I'm trying to think how many locations. It was in the thousands. The interesting thing about this movie is naturally at the end, the postscript, they're going to give you facts about McDonald's and everything else like that. I can't believe this, but they said every day McDonald's feeds 1% of the population of the earth. I mean, think about that. How amazing that is. It's huge. Yeah, you know, it brings in billions upon billions of dollars. Again, you find out things about Ray Kroc. He's a really likable guy. I mean, he's a salesman. He knows how to sell the business once he got really successful. I mean, and the people he brought in were hardworking people. I mean, he really had an eye for, you know, bringing in people who are willing to roll up their sleeves and get down to business, and that really made him successful as well. But he also went about things in a very cutthroat sort of way. And
so this will piss off a lot of people. But so he was the Trump is sort of a latter-day Ray Kroc.
Yeah, well, possibly.
Successful, yeah, pisses off a lot of people.
Steve Jobs last year, when you saw that, was it last year? Yeah, I think it was, with Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
He wasn't the nicest guy in the world. You know, and businessmen, I don't think really, when they're driven like that, I don't think they can be sometimes. I think they have to put that emotional part of them aside to really be successful. I mean, it's unfortunate. And yes, I think it's really going to piss off people when they find out what happened to the McDonald brothers when all was said and done.
At least they didn't call it Crocs.
What's that?
He didn't change the name to Crocs. He let him keep the name.
And that was part of the whole appeal. I mean, Ray Kroc knew that McDonald's was an American, a wholesome name that appealed to people. He kind of takes a shot at the chains that begin with burger in their business name. He was saying, yeah, who's going to buy something from somebody named Crocs? But it is true. I mean, at the very end, or not even at the very end of his career, in the middle of his career, he was putting on his business cards founder of McDonald's when, in fact, he wasn't the founder at all. He didn't invent anything like that.
Now, well, he did come up with the whole, you know, the whole franchising thing.
Yeah, the whole idea with the franchise.
Who's going to tell him he's wrong?
And founder's a good word because he did find it.
Yeah,
he
good
found
point.
The current iteration of it. But the whole Golden Arches thing and all that was...
They had the Arches?
Yeah,
the brothers?
Had, oh,
they
yeah.
did.
Not in the iteration that we're familiar with. But some McDonald's restaurants have been redone to look more
like the original?
Nostalgic. And it's like the yellow arches that go over two sides of the restaurant, the front and the back end.
Well, so, Ed, you know a little bit about this, it sounds like.
Well, not really. I mean, I've just noticed it. I saw some of the commercials, and you can see kind of the old styling coming back. I mean, a bunch of the new... Well, not new, but refurbished ones have the arches, and the arches stretch from the back to the front of the store.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yep, that's the way they had it.
That was the vision of Dick McDonald.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he went from Batman to Birdman to Burgerman.
Yeah, exactly.
So quite a transition.
What I found really fascinating about this movie, and you see it in the trailers, and you see it in the publicity stills, there's a shot of Kroc, or Michael Keaton as Kroc, standing in front of a McDonald's that said, Minnesota is McDonald's country. And Minnesota actually plays a pivotal part in this film in that Kroc's second wife, Joan, was born and raised in Minnesota.
So Joan was the second wife? I thought that was the third wife.
It's the second, as far as I could tell. You know, unless
I think Joan's the wife
we meet in this film, who was played by Laura Dern. I was under the impression it was the second wife.
Well, he was married to one woman almost 40 years, his first wife.
Yeah.
I'll take a quick look now and find out. But the question, I have to ask Ed this. Now, well, Kurt doesn't know, but Tim gives his lamometer. I used to call it the lamometer, but the lamometer.
I'm giving it a 9 out of 10 on this one.
I was going to add, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you love it.
It's so fascinating. I mean, it's amazing how, you know, historical tales, I mean, generally, look, I mean, a lot of the stuff, military stuff, like Hacksaw Ridge, which I thought would do a lot better, didn't do that well. I don't anticipate this film doing well. But you really got to draw attention to a great film when you see it. it's just really a fascinating look into how this thing came together. There are funny parts in it. I mean, it's not drab. It's not dull. It's really, really interesting stuff.
My guess is they eliminated the second wife, Jane Dobbins Green, because she was only married to him 5 years, and went right from Ethel Fleming, who was with him from 22 to 61, to Joan Mansfield, who was the Minnesota connection. They must have forgotten or decided they didn't want to bring in the clutter of a second wife and just go right from the first to the third.
Yeah. Well, you know, there, and that's part of the reason I knocked off one thing out the score. There was also a child involved with his third wife, or Joan, the last wife, that there was no mention of that child.
Marilyn Crock, this is the only child.
And given the situation of how that relationship came about, I think that would have changed the dynamic of how the story was told if they would have included that child, yet there was no mention of that child.
Now, for those who like the action type of movie, Triple X, Return of Xander Cage with Vin. Who was the other? Was it Ice Cube also?
Ice Cube was in the second one. The first one, believe it or not, was in 2002. I thought it was a really good movie. I thought that Vin Diesel was terrific in that. Really, his only big role prior to that was the Fast and Furious. Now, of course, the Fast and Furious franchise has become silly and over the top and totally unrealistic.
Fast and Furious preceded 2002?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't realize it was.
Yeah, they don't. They date back quite a while.
Holy cow!
Yeah, so you know, number eight is coming this spring. Yet, so, but you know, the guy. Look, let's face it. He can't act. He can't act, but he's an action star. Okay, being in films like Fast and Furious, being in films like Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage, this stuff, it was made for him, okay? It's mainly eye candy. It's a lot of spectacular visual effects, a lot of great action sequences. And I just suggest to people, leave your brain at the door. I mean, don't expect any sort of story. It's real simple here. He's this covert government agent who needs to locate this device that can bring down satellites hurtling out of the sky and crashing down upon cities. So that's basically his main motivation.
Now, Tim, wait, don't say it, Ed. Based on what he said, I think he's going five-ish.
I'm going to go six.
Are you higher or lower than where we think you're coming in?
This one's getting the hammer, and hammer comes under five, but I'm giving it a four.
Ooh! The Lammer Hammer's out.
A pushover with all these movies, don't you?
No, I just sort of figured that, you know, you check your brain at the door, it's action,
well,
you know.
Here's the thing, man. I try to look at these with the audience in mind. You know, if we're just based on what I liked or disliked, you know, you got to look at it, see how the audience reacts. You got to really look at it from that point of view. And this is the sort of movie, again, there got to be people out there that just say, you know what, I'm tired of all the 24-hour news cycle. I just want to go in and not think.
Yeah, we also know, Ed, that when the Star Wars movies does come out, the next one, it'll be a 10 or 11.
We're going to have to readjust the number scale.
Yeah, well, I know Ed went with the 11, so I'm going to have to alter the Lamometer when it comes out.
Well, yeah, you and Ed, I mean, you are big fans of and I like the franchise, too.
Right, but I mean, 4 on this one feels like it would be a bad movie. I mean, this
it's
mindless candy.
2 out of 4. I mean, it was awfully close to being 5 out of 10. But
I think he may have changed it because we came with the 5
movie.
And the 6.
Yeah. Like I was saying, you could take Vin Diesel, same lines, take him out of this movie, put him in the Fast and Furious, you wouldn't know the difference.
No.
I mean, there's just zero effort as far as the acting is concerned.
No, he's pretty much the same. Well, Tim, thank you so much. Tim Lammers, you catch him on the KQ Morning Show, also on the Thursdays. Tom Bernard, Digital Radio Podcast. He's on Mondays with them, Care 11. Us on on Thursdays at this time. And also, directconversations.com is where you can find his reviews, and you have an archive of great interviews, too.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thank you so much, Tim.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. I wasn't expecting the 4 either.
I wasn't. It didn't sound like a 4 review.
So for both Jeff and Kurt, Ed and I had a string going where we were nailing him at 8s. He had like a month and a half or 2 months of just straight 8s for these movies. So the 9, that's high for him.
Yeah, he's mixing it up.
Yeah, he's mixing it up for us. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. Psychic Ruth Lorden will be with us. I got to ask her. I have something we'll talk to her and all of you about, which I find, I mean, I've been in the news business for years, but I'll throw it out and we'll talk about it when we get back. What CNN did last night. There are certain stories that it's just salacious and it's over the top and they're just looking to get people talking. Basically, there's a show out with Kiefer Sutherland, Designated Survivor. Well, their story was, it is a good show, but it doesn't have to
be a
news story.
Show.
Right.
You can imagine if they had done this before President Obama was inaugurated, after Bush.
Oh, well, they wouldn't have.
No, they wouldn't have. They're basically, if you don't know, and we'll talk about it, is they decided to tell you, well, if something happened, not something happened, if basically, if Trump was assassinated before he was actually sworn in, somebody from Obama's team would wind up being the designated. But that's also thinking everyone at the inauguration
right.
gets wiped out.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to keep it. Yeah. Anyway, I just find it a ridiculous thing for them to have done. It's one thing to be a TV show, but another thing to start talking about something catastrophic and planting thoughts in people. Well, it's not even that. It's just a story that doesn't have to be done.
Right.
So we'll be right back with Ruth Lorden and more ranting.
Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need.
We are back. I was guessing when we were back.
You're already back.
I'm back. We're back. Sam, my dog Deucer. Kurt Knopf is with us. Ed Cohen. Jeff O'Brien. Psychic Ruth Lorden. RuthLorden.com at Psychic Ruth. Now, Ruth, I don't know if you heard me ranting, but I just CNN went over the top last night with their whole designated survivor story. If everybody at the inauguration is wiped out, what happens? It's just stupid. They're going out of their way to let them know that they are never going to give this guy a chance. And that's all. I was not a Hillary fan, but I said before the election, and I still say, had she been elected, I would have hoped she'd become the best president we ever had because that benefits everyone. I don't understand how people cannot get that mindset with Trump. Why not hope that he's good so it benefits everyone? They just want him to fail and fail miserably.
Well, they're bottom fishing. They're looking for viewers. They're looking for eyes, and they're looking at a market of eyes of the disgruntled who they're hoping will side with them, and then they can sell them products. And let's face it, that group of people probably drinks more, smokes more, eats worse food, drives the kinds of cars that they advertise for. If you look at who their advertisers are, their market will be the bottom fishers, and that's what they're doing.
There's already someone. Well, Joe Steinhauser had just sent me another note, and he's right, because I've heard about this. There's a guy that's been arrested because he went on Facebook Live and said he's going to assassinate Trump.
Yeah,
he won't be going
anywhere.
Bottom
fishing. And remember, if you're working at CNN in the news, you failed at getting into the top three, and it still works like that. It's not like you got into Harvard. You got into maybe St. Cloud State, which is a great school and all, but you know what I'm saying.
Hey, I went to Stockton State, the Fighting Ospreys.
You know what I'm saying.
Well, they're called the Ospreys.
They're not
the
cream of the crop, so these people, they're bottom fishing. They're looking for viewers.
You know what,
and their advertisers will, the viewers they appeal to, look who advertises on there.
Well, let's not mention any. I just want to mention the Ospreys. It is the only bird that doesn't really fly. It just sits. Its perch is only a few feet high. It's not known for its flight. It's in South Jersey is where you find them. Well, Ruth, by the way, she will be at the Medina tonight. You can get in touch with her, ruthlorden.com, at Psychic Ruth. And Ruth, give us your vibe of the day, and hopefully it's a good one going into tomorrow's inauguration day.
Oh, yeah. The time has come today. Yes. Right here, right now, let's get this party known as our life's best work started. It feels like forever for a reason. We are tapping into the energy that manifests as the space-time continuum, among other qualities, and the present moment is intense to grasp at first. Please act. Hesitation now is from fear and anxiety, not caution. Warm up, prep, and go for it. Tonight also, do not hold back. Our prep will hold up till the morning.
Well, good, because I'm not holding back. Ruth, thank you so much, Ruth Lord, and ruthlord.com, at Psychic Ruth. I want to thank Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney, for setting up one of our guests, Ed Cohn from Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock, and Kurt Knopf, the president of the NFL Alumni, the Minnesota chapter. And it's February 25th at the Hilton. They're having the NFL Alumni Dinner. Benefits all children's groups, including Boulder Options, which Daryl Thompson is president. And if you want tickets, it's mn.nflalumni.org is the place to go, and you'll get information on how to get tickets to that event. And you have, you said about 35 former players go to the event?
Yep, between 30 and 35 has been the last 3 or 4 years. And as you know, there's a good group of alumni that live in the Twin Cities still, and I have to just take my hat off to them. They've been very supportive of our organization. They realize how important it is to give back. To kids, and they make an effort to attend our golf event and this event. So I'm really thankful.
How many guys from that Purple People Eater defense are regulars? How many of the front four?
Well, I kind of hate to start naming names, but
But traditionally, is Carl usually go? Yeah, or Jim Marshall.
Carl usually goes. Jim's been to our events.
Does Alan Page go?
Alan's been to a couple of them. We've had so many of them. Jeff Seaman, Oscar Reed, lots of guys I'm going to forget. Tyrone Carter, Mikowski.
You're getting them from every different era of Vikings.
Yes, and like I said, it's sometimes you have to ask them 2 or 3 times and send them or email them 2 or 3 times, but that's part of what we get to do. And there's people that help me, like Daryl's been instrumental in helping get. Some of the alumni. So
it's not just Viking alumni. There are the NFL players that live in the Twin Cities from other teams that are also part of it too.
Yeah, Jeff, that's a great point. And I would say most of them are former Vikings, but there's a few others. I'd say 2 or 3 out of the 30.
Did some Packers and
that are alumni of other teams, and they're active as well.
Well, and now I just have to do the math quickly. So in 2051, you'll be completing you did 35 years, another 35. It would be 2051 when you put in that second 35, right?
That's right.
70 years. Maybe at 70 years, you'll decide to step down.
That's right. I'm looking for volunteers, believe me, right now. So,
You still look young. You're doing a great job with it. Why stop?
Well, that's why I'm still there. And the most important thing is I get a lot of good help. Lee Nystrom's been the vice president, former Packer. He's been around for as long as I have, I think, and I can't say enough about how much he does.
Well, Kurt, thank you so much, and thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our sponsors. We will talk to you later. I just got to tell you, anyway.